Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
All right, we may have to put a poll up and have a vote. Who's having the worst day on the web? Is it Scott Frost, head coach at the University of Nebraska, who is taking ricochet shots after what I think he meant as to say it as like a badge of honor, but it's not coming off that way. When talking about his offensive line, he said Coach Donovan Riola is coaching his position group intensely at the offensive line to the point where Frost estimates there's about 15 to 20 vomits every practice from the O-line. He said it's not that they're not in shape, they're just working them hard. I think they love it. He's kind of freed them up to go and be aggressive, and I love the way they're coming off the ball. And people are like, wait, 15 to 20 vomits every practice? That's not healthy, man, in any way, shape, or form.
No, and this has definitely got the tinge of, hey, I was a former very good offensive lineman in the NFL, so I know what I'm doing. Stick to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So, I don't know. That's...
Okay.
15 to 20 seems excessive.
Yeah, it seems like maybe your guys need to stop eating before practice, or you're training like psychopaths out there.
Here's the thing.
I mean, obviously he's saying it like tongue-in-cheek, but it's also like people are going, well... If some like that may be one of the biggest things that's changed in like football world and like performance training is like you don't need water anymore. You're only working hard if you're puking.
Yeah.
That's not true anymore.
Yeah. Well, there's
not true at all.
I will say, like, there are some military schools where they do it to push you to a mental limit, to a mental edge. But we're also talking about warfighters and not NFL players.
Well, this is college football, yeah.
I mean, again, like the whole idea of where this kind of stuff comes from. And I think there is kind of a dividing line here. It's one thing to have one or two dudes kind of blowing chunks, right? But like,
yeah it happens.
I am not anti work until you heave ho. But if like it's happening across the board, that's borderline problematic. Like, like if you've had like a puke can set up, like you've gone too far.
I got some pukers. Maybe I'll spin this. And I'll just say, maybe your guys are so soft, they're just puking all the time,
yeah,
you know?
That's the real problem, Scott Frost.
Real soft, guys.
You breed them soft out there.
Yeah, softies. But that may be, like, when you think about it, what are the things that used to be a badge of honor that are no longer viewed as cool or smart or tough? Because that may be one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could put that up there with, like, knocking somebody unconscious on a football field.
On a football field?
Yeah.
Oh, that's up there, yeah.
Yeah, because that used to be like, you know, stand over.
The crunch, the crunch time videos.
Hit him with a woo hit.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. The puking thing is, it's always gotten me. It's like, oh, no, worked so hard, I puked. It's like, well, you can do that, and that is okay if it's a one-off.
Shouldn't be happening all the time.
Not every day. And he's getting, there's a lot of ratios coming that article's way. as there are for this one, in various places. But
the internet is undefeated.
I will read from the press release from Fox Sports. Big Noon Kickoff returns with its original cast: Rob Stone, Brady Quinn, Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart, and Urban Meyer together again on the road this fall. What? For the first time ever, Big Noon Kickoff travels each week of the season, previewing the day's best matchups from campuses across the nation. A brand new promo featuring the cast of Big Noon Kickoff and the Big Noon Saturday Game Crew debuts tomorrow, Saturday, August 20th, during Fox's Baseball Night in America. They are bringing Urban back. Who thought that was a good idea?
Who?
And then to None travel that, him around the country.
Who wanted this?
Just wait till he goes to Columbus and they're set up out in front of Dublin's pub where he was seen getting grinded on. That led to his demise in Jacksonville.
I mean, how far removed are we from that? Are we even a year?
No, oh, goodness, no. Not even it was year. Middle of last year. It was October or November of last year.
So we didn't even get the 1 year long redemption tour.
No. And they're screwing this thing up by, like, you know, there's going to be 800 fluff pieces about how Urban Meyer has redeemed himself and how much he's done some soul searching, and he's really worked on himself as a person, his relationship with his wife and his family. Mm-hmm. I think we've gone past that because you've already written that piece about Urban Meyer.
Three different times.
When he had his heart attack in Florida. And then remember when he made a contract and promises to his kids about how he's going to be present, he was going to be around, he wasn't going to let football take over his life again.
And then what happened at Ohio State?
Ohio State found out that his wide receivers coach was a domestic abuser.
Oh, and he covered that up.
Ignored it.
Same thing.
Yeah, it was more, ignored it, covered it up, and kind of brought him along. Yeah, and then in Jacksonville, not only was he stepping out on his wife, which I'm not going to act like that's probably not happening across college football and, I don't know, the country, the world, but
It was another log to the fire.
But no, the bigger part of this is he lost credibility as a
coach,
an authoritative figure in the football world, where everything was brought back to what he'd done at Ohio State, belittling his coaching staff, kicking his kicker during his stretching line, you know, being the tough guy college football coach in the NFL where everybody's like, dude, who is this guy? You know, he took a hit reputationally. Now, I know he's doing college football here, and all this tells me is Urban Meyer is going to try to redeem himself for another college football job.
Oh, he's going to get one.
And that is the end game of all of this, and Urban Meyer being in the game of college football, I don't think it's a good thing for college football.
Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore.
No.
And that's the thing. I don't want to compare the two situations, but I look at him like I look at Antonio Brown, where it's like, it's just every year it's something new and different and worse.
Yeah.
And that's been the case with Urban Meyer, who, not to totally derail us, more than anything, you know what I want? Yeah. I want the 30 for 30 on how Hernandez, Tebow, and Urban Meyer were on the same team with Cam Newton. And was Percy on that team too?
Well, I don't know Percy Harvin. No, I don't think Percy Harvin was there. I think he was after that, but he might have been. But you had the Pouncey brothers too.
Pouncey brothers. Like the absolute insanity.
Who then end up wearing free Hernandez t-shirts. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. My eyes went wide like dinner plates. So I totally forgot about that whole thing. Free the guy who killed multiple people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying, just again, it has seemingly gotten worse every year.
There's a lot of people, and the ratios are great, but can you imagine what is going to happen if people start going college game day signs? Because they say it right there. They're going to every campus. They're going to every single campus. Can you imagine if they go down that road there? And what those signs are going to say, and how well Urban Meyer, the egomaniac, is going to take that.
They're
going to
police those. They're going to police those.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Not to watch that, but I can't wait to for the spectacle behind it.
Say that the periphery of it all, yeah. It's going to be an S show.
I can't believe they thought they, you know what, this is a good idea.
It's too soon. Like, even in the scumbag world of TV politics, where there's redemption tours for the worst people of all time. Mm-hmm. You have people who performed sexual acts in a Zoom conference going back on a news station.
Yeah.
You've got a guy who steps out on his wife and supported domestic abuse, basically, in a roundabout way, and treated NFL players like subhumans. And
in every single place, with the exception of, I think, Utah, there has been a fire to put out when Urban Meyer leaves.
Yes. And I think the only reason that didn't happen in Utah is because of Kyle Whittingham.
Whittingham.
But yeah. Realistically, I think that's the only reason why.
Boy.
But even again, in the world of scumbag TV politics, where everybody is basically redeemable at some point, there has to be a finite amount of time that passes before you get that. And they didn't even do that, which is really kind of weird.
Oh, man. Well, he knows a lot about the Big Ten. Fox just put a lot of money into the Big Ten, right?
I mean, I guess.
I mean, yikes. All right. Maybe they got him on the cheap. Maybe that's it. Because they're spending so much money on the Big Ten, maybe they needed a little cost-cutting move, and this was the one that they found.
They took one out of the Vulcan playbook, huh?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.